And he fixed and ordered the seasons, the boundaries of their regions, so that people might seek God, perhaps grope for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from any one of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I kind of feel like Jesus in the gospel today. Because how does he begin our gospel today from John chapter 16? He says, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. And what he's meaning is, I'm about to go. So I can't tell you everything that I want to tell you in this moment. And so it is. There's much that I'd like to be able to expound upon you, not just from this scripture, but from all the scriptures, to be able to share with you the beautiful things that our Lord speaks. But for now, let us content ourselves with looking at that little phrase on chapter 27 and following from our scripture in Acts today. What our Lord says to us through St. Paul, he's giving his great speech, his great message in the Areopagus. It's actually the most unsuccessful sermon St. Paul ever preached, because most everybody, except for like two or three people, left and wanted nothing to do with this faith in Jesus Christ that he spoke about. But what he says here is really amazing. What he says here is that he talks about how God did all these great things, this unknown God who they unknowingly worship, who ordered everything. Why? Made the seasons, put everything in its place, gave us a great and wonderful and marvelous thing to be able to study that great scientists can go through and always be in wonder about what God has put there. But he did so for a reason, it says, so that people might seek God. Even perhaps, it says, grope for him and find him. What that sense is, to grope, when you hear that word grope, you should be thinking about groping as in searching in the darkness. And so our lives feel like. It feels like often when we're living the life of faith, are you really here, God? Are you really present? Do you hear me? I'm searching all over in my life, and it doesn't feel like I can even find you in the midst of my hardship, or in the midst of this suffering which I have, or in the midst of this relationship which has gone sour, or these people who continually seem to reject me, though I want to enter into deeper friendship with them. It can feel like we're searching around in darkness, groping, as it were, stumbling through the night. And yet our Lord is not far from us. In fact, what it says here, St. Paul says, he's not far from any one of us, for in him we live, in him we move, in him we possess our very being. And that should be encouragement to us wherever we find ourselves, dear brothers and sisters. Yes, it seems like we're groping around in darkness when we're in the midst of a trial. It seems like we don't know where it is that we're going. We're stumbling. We're hitting our foot against there. We're running into walls. But God is not far from us. He isn't. Because really, it's in him that we live. Because without him, we don't have the abundant life of the Good Shepherd. It's only because of him that we're able to move about in our lives. And most surely, as we're about to say in our Mass here at the preface, when we say, we lift up our hearts, and we respond, you respond rather, we have them in the Lord, or we are possessed by the Lord, in the Lord. So that should be our confidence. In him we move, live and move, and he is the one who possesses our very souls and beings. So wherever it is that you find yourself, whatever difficulty seems to be confronting you in this moment, our Lord reminds us he's not far. He's very near. In fact, closer to us than we are to ourselves. And so he offers himself to us in this august sacrament, the altar in the great Eucharist, where he wishes to enter into our bodies to be with us and to remain with us. Why? It's that even when we leave here and go our ways and maybe are still groping in the darkness,
that he can go with us. That is the great grace of our Eucharisticized Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.